Here's a thought I'll title, Where You Live. And it's a companion piece to yesterday's topic, From Where You Sit, in which I was suggesting that maybe rather than driving days and days or weeks to get someplace exotic to photograph, that maybe it's a better use of our time to be a little closer to home, maybe 100 or 200 miles rather than 400 or 800 miles. And that the key was to photograph from where you sit, to stop, to still body and mind, and see what might pop up that would be of photographic interest once we open up our sensitivity and look at what's before us. Well, doesn't it make sense that one of the places it would be most natural for us to still our body and mind and look for things to photograph is within our own home? Because, after all, where we live, how we live, our daily life is around us, literally, every day. There may be interesting things there to photograph. And I started really thinking about this more seriously about a little over a year ago. I went to visit some friends in Florida who have a lovely home, but it's not at all what I would call a house beautiful kind of home. It's a lived-in home, and they are book lovers. And they have lots of little nooks throughout their entire house where they store books, where they have comfortable places to read, where they have light that is perfect for reading. They're bookish people. And between the two of them and their dog, a fascinating environment that they occupy and share every day. And to them, it's just home. But to me, it was like a home filled with books and stories and comfortable leather chairs with beautiful light. And I thought, that's fascinating. I would love to make a photographic project here. So I did, with their permission. And the project is titled, A Comfortable Place to Read. And here's the revelation I had when I started thinking about doing this project during my visit there, is that it wasn't to make their home look beautiful, like it's a showcase of some kind or another, but rather to show where they live and how they live. And rather than to make it be an exemplary house, to make it a lived-in house. And so my objective for the project became not to say, here's an advertisement for beautiful things and beautiful homes and rush off to the store and buy new furniture. No, instead, it included things like unmade beds and clothes on the floor and dishes in the sink, because my objective was not to beautify their home and to show it in some idealistic perspective, but rather to show it as a place that reflects their personality and their life. And it dawned on me, this is sort of the same challenge that we have when we're out in the landscape. Do we photograph the landscape as an idealized thing under a beautiful sunset with a fantastic rock or tree or some spectacular something or other? Or do we photograph the land as we find it, as the vast majority of the land is, and try to adjust our thinking and our perspective so that we can see the beauty in the everyday rather than restrict the beauty to the spectacular? Well, the same thing can be said inside our house. Instead of trying to make it a Martha Stewart showcase, instead show the house as it's lived in. And the more I got to thinking about this, the more I thought, oh gosh, every one of my friends, every person I know, then becomes a potential place to do some photography, because really it's kind of like doing a portrait of them. Even though they may not want to sit for a portrait of their face or something like that, the people I've asked have been more than willing to let me photograph their domicile as it exists, without cleaning it up, without bringing in the fresh bouquet of roses like we're showing the house for a real estate ad. No, photograph what is. Environmental portraits without a person. It's just the place. with that kind of mindset, suddenly the world opens up. Thinking of things like Seeing in Sixes projects, how relatively easy and fun it could be to try to make a project of every place you visit, all your friends' houses, your house, to encapsulate its spirit in 6 or 8 images. I've been having fun with this now for just over a year, and I have to tell you, it's opened up a whole world of potential photographic subjects that I never gave a second thought, because I was too busy racing around the landscape to realize that the personal landscape, that is to say, where people live, an indoor landscape, a homescape, if you will, can be a fascinating way to explore the world. Based on the idea that where we live and how we organize our stuff and our life and where we spend the vast majority of our time is a reflection of a portrait of ourselves that's probably more real than our smiling face would be in a formal portrait staring back at the camera.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.